Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ron. I wanted to check on the CBS coverage. I think they're going to see it later today.
Yeah, Mort Allen, after I finished talking to you, I called. He's on his way in.
Oh, he doesn't
too. Put all of this together. He does that every single day.
He does it anyway. Fine.
I talked to Mort, and he had a different impression than I did when I talked to you last night. He watched all the way through. I had seen the CBS thing. Mort told me that Rather, throughout the program, was just very, very good. Is what he told me.
NBC, I thought, was particularly good, didn't you?
NBC was first. And I thought Reynolds and Sherwood last night, I saw that.
Yes, I saw the half hour?
Yes, sir.
I saw that.
They were very good.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
But I didn't see CBS, and Mort Allen said that he had watched CBS.
What time did it come on?
CBS was from 6 to 7.
They had an hour, too.
Yes, sir.
Good.
So we should have that that material for you, and also
the wire service.
The wire service material. They're putting that together. Now, I noticed that in the post that I had that indicated that you were part of the survey conference, and that's where the wire service material is. That'd be interesting to see if they can tell that the wire service stories. I'm quite sure how it's branded, but lead with their stories.
Yeah, I don't get it. I knew it'd be negative. I really thought.
Right. Well, it's not negative because the pictures are so good.
I told Julie not to worry about the story. She thought she felt it was too bad. Well, you know, they dropped her terribly on her wedding.
The Pope.
Yeah. Judith Martin covered it. She got inside and just gave her a hell of a shaft. So.
But the star.
Star was
excellent. Excellent. And I thought
the time was good. Time, sorry. What was supposed to lead with?
Oh, they
the cost?
No. They had a story in there on cost, which was just, you know, what the cost would be. But they led with the fact that Patricia was married to the general. They had little things in the story that said when Patricia was a little nervous at the start when she came on the set, she took the cue to smile at the press section. Well, that's crap. You didn't read that anywhere else, and it didn't come over that way on television. Patricia was very relaxed all the way down, and you were chatting with her as they walked along. So it just was that type of thing that I think.
Well, now the thing that on this, of course, on the post, though, remember I told you, Ron, I'm going to be very, very tough on that now. There's never to be in the White House again on any social event.
Well, that's
now, you understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't mean just Judith Martin, but nobody.
On the pool.
Nobody from the Washington Post is ever to be in the White House on anything I'm here. But, you know, anything that I'm here, that's right. Never to be to a church function, and never to be to a social function. Never in the White House, not in the residence. They'd be at the press conference. Never, is that clear?
Yes, sir.
From the Washington Post, and that means everybody. Because you called him in, you told him. So we're just not going to, I'm going to blank him out totally.
I think we should for a while.
No, not a while. I'm never going to let him. Because I decided that long ago, but they are never to be in. I don't mean Carol Kilpatrick. I don't care who it is. Is never to be in this White House covering the social function. Anytime there's a pool, it's always a pool.
Yeah, well, yes.
Then nobody has a right to come in unless he's invited. Isn't that right? Washington Post, I just want him excluded. Just totally excluded. We want to exclude some other people. They had to reach pretty far to job on this.
Yeah, actually,
such a big, such a fine story.
My reaction to the story when I read it was different. But if you read it, again, I'm not defending it at all. I get your
that's right. Well, we're just.
But I mean, it's not that blatant negative. It is.
It's clever.
Cleverly done.
Yeah.
So
that
the
right,
average guy sit down in the plane and
right,
read it,
but
see what
a I know. Went. I know all the arguments about the Post and so forth, but I just don't like the paper. I don't like its editorial page. I don't like anything about it. I'll tolerate the Times, the New York Post, anything else, the St. Louis Post, the Washington Post. I know it's running. And they are never to be in this White House again. Now, I want that understood.
Okay, I just
never get them in. I just. Now, you don't let Connie over. That's my order. When I'm in my presence, the Washington Post, no Washington Post reporters see in this White House. do it, of course, cleverly. So don't you put it out.
No,
but you know, but you pick the fools. And, you know, churches, just exclude them. I don't want to cover the church services. And they kicked off the wires. They subscribe to the wire service. Always invite the star, whoever it is, just invite them. But never invite the pope. Always invite the daily news. But I think, frankly, the whole coverage is I don't know what the wire service is.
Well, the wire service, sir, I heard...
I'm sure. I guess...
But the leads aren't anything like that.
I can't believe that...
Helen...
But right, right, that kind of a lead.
No, I think they...
They try to put a damn lead in the hole.
But again, my point... To the person sitting out in the plane reading that story, those things would hit them. Although, because we know or we sense where they're putting the overall, I think the picture material is appropriate.
That's all right.
But they should have done
it. No, they've got their way. Well, you had your.
We, incidentally, I think the decision on moving on
the right now. Hell, none of the others. They're all competitors. They just demand
not her. Not a one person.
They don't care for her.
Of course.
Anymore. And also, they know she broke the rules the other time. No.
Didn't come up once in any of the briefings. Didn't come up once in any of the
fine, Ron.
Okay.